All right, I will say good morning. Let's begin. A Guten Chodesh, our share this morning, is sponsored by Day of Learning, sponsored by Devorah Abrams. The share is also sponsored by Mark and Elsa Lustman in honor of the birth of their great-granddaughter on the 18th of Tammuz. Mazel Tov. And Baruch Hashem, we have a Talmud Torah sponsor for the month of Av, Yona and Shushi Ehrenfeld, in commemoration or in memory of Yonah's grandfather, Zichron Livrach. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah and Shem will have an aliyah and the family a nechama. And I will say with that, let's begin. New parak, Daf Yud Dalid. Yesh Bekarbanos Yachid Shemir Karbanos Yirah. This is actually an incredibly wonderful sugya. So Yesh Bekarbanos Yachid Shemir Karbanos Atzibor. There are certain things or certain aspects, certain details, which apply to individual karbanos, which do not apply to communal offerings. V'yesh b'karbanos hatzibor, she'ein b'karbanos hayachid. And there are other things which apply to communal offerings that don't apply to individual offerings. For example, now the Mishnah goes through the listing. She'karbanos hayachid, osin t'mura. So for example, as we spent yesterday's daf on, karbanos hayachid, individual offerings, ultimately again can affect t'mura. Ve'in karbanos hatzibor osin t'mura. And as we learned, communal offerings cannot affect t'mura. Karbanos hayochid noagos bein bischarim bein binikavis. Individual offerings also can be brought, obviously depending on the type of the karban, but individual offerings can be brought from male or from female animals. Ve'karbanos hatzibor in noagin ela bischarim. On the flip side, communal offerings are only brought from male animals. Karbanos hayochid chayovin ba'achri yusan. It's an interesting halacha. Individual offerings, there is a chiyuv achrayus. I will say achrayus literally means responsibility. We'll see what that means in just a moment. And achrayus for their wine libations, for their nesachim as well. V'karbanos hatzibor ein chayoven ba'achrayusan v'lo ba'achrayus niskeyen. But communal offerings, there is no achrayus, no responsibility, nor is there a responsibility in achrayus for their wine libations, for their nisakim. Now, what is this talking about? Look at Rashi for just a moment. Karbanos hayochid chayiv v'achra yusan. It's the last of the wide lines on top of Rashi. So this is actually quite interesting. Kilomar, yesh mehen me'osan shekavu alahen zman. There are certain karbanos, which although they have a set time, shafilu avar zmanom chayovin lahakrivam. Supposed to say there are certain individual offerings where even though they have a set time, a prescribed time, if the time goes by, you are still obligated to go ahead and bring the karban. For example, kigon, karban olas yoledes, v'karbanos mitzora, im avar shmini shalo, yochol lahakrivo la'achar zman. So for example, I will say here's the following. The halacha's woman gives birth. A certain days after giving birth, depending on for a boy or for a girl, she has an obligation to bring a karban, an olas yoledes. A person contracts tzara'as. After the purification process, they have an obligation to bring a karban. Those karban have specific times in which they are supposed to be brought. What happens if the oledes, woman who gives birth, delays bringing the karban? It's 6 months after she gave birth. Or the mitzora delayed bringing his carbon from his purification process. What's the halacha? The halacha is, you bring it. You bring it whenever, ideally, you're supposed to bring it as soon as you are able to. But halacha l'maisa, for some reason, you delayed. You could bring it whenever you bring it. That's what it means, chayiv ba'achri yusan. Even if you missed the optimal window for bringing this carbon, nevertheless, halacha l'maisa, you are still obligated to bring it. That is different, Rashi says, aval karbanos tzibor, sheyesh lahem zman, emavar zmanom, batal karbanon kidme farish begimara. However, again, when it comes to communal offerings, once you miss the window for the offering, then at the end of the day, you are not permitted to bring the offering any longer. Okay, good. So the Gemara says as follows. So we'll say the one exception to this is that the Mishnah says when it comes to communal offerings, if you offer the primary karban, and for some reason you delayed in bringing the nesachim, you delayed in bringing the wine libations, so ultimately again you would be chayef to bring the wine libations whenever you remember. Okay, we'll analyze that in the Gemara. So again, just to review that last piece. So the Gemara is suggesting one of the distinctions between private offerings, individual offerings, and communal offerings is that individual offerings you're chayiv ba'achrayis, which means what? If you miss the window, you bring it sometime later. Communal offerings, if you miss the window, you're done. The exception in communal offerings is if you offered up the primary carbon, but for some reason you neglected to bring the accompanying nesach and the wine libations, so you could bring the wine libations at some time later. Okay? Next. Yesh b'karbanos hatzibur masha'in b'karbanos hayochid. So we'll say there are elements that apply to communal offerings that do not apply to individual offerings. How so? She'karbanos hatzibur dochen as ha-shabbis ve'as ha-tumah. We'll say an incredible halacha. Right? So remember, communal offerings set aside Shabbos, which means you bring communal offerings even on Shabbos and even in a state of Tumah. Now, obviously, we're going to qualify these statements, but Rabbi Yosef, this is incredible. But Karbanos Yochid, Einan Dochos, Lo Asa Shabbos, Velo Asa Tumah. But Karban Yochid is not Docha Shabbos, or you can't bring a private offering on Shabbos, nor is it Docha Tumah. Okay, we'll qualify all of these rules. Amr Emir says, is that true? Valo chavite koin gadol uparshul mekipurim karbanos hayochidein v'dochen as haShabbos v'es haTuma. But Emir says, one second, your principle is not true. What about chavite koin gadol? What's remember again? Chavite koin gadol is the special mincha offering that is brought by the koin gadol each and every day. Rashi says, chavite koin gadol dochen Shabbos v'Tuma. So we learn this halacha that chavitei kohen gadol are brought all the time. They're brought on Shabbos. They're brought even in a state of tumah. Par shel yom kippurim, which is the individual sin offering of the kohen gadol. So we'll say this is brought even on Shabbos and even in a state of tumah. Shai Meir says, you see that it's not true. You want to posit Mishnah Tanakama, that's what? That one of the things, Karbanos Sibur and Karbanos Yochid, is that Karbanos Sibur could be brought, they're Docha Shabbos and Docha Tumah, but a Karban Yochid is not. It's not true. I'll bring you an example over here of a Karban Yochid that is Docha Shabbos, that is Docha Tumah, Chavite Koin Gadol, and Parshom Kippurim, to which the Gemara says, Ela Shezmano Kavua. So we'll see how to read this line in the Gemara, but ultimately, again, what the Mishnah seems to be saying over here is as follows. These karbanos are different. That you could have a situation, ultimately, again, of a karban yachid, that is docha Shabbos. You could have it when it's time bound. When it's zmano kavu, when it has to be brought at a certain time, it's possible to say that under those circumstances, even a karban yachid will be docha Shabbos, or will be docha tumah. Look at Rashi. El shezmano kavua, kilomar, ein hatam talui ela bekvias zman. Oson shezmanon kavua, shim avar hazman ein lan tashlumin, dochen Shabbos v'tumah v'afilu diyochid. V'choshe ein lahem zman kavua, einan dochen Shabbos v'tumah afilu ditzibor kigon parhelam dover shel tzibor, usfir avalos kom. So we'll say, what Rabbi Meir seems to be saying is as follows. That the determinant for whether or not a karban is docha Shabbos and docha Yom Tov has nothing to do with whether or not it is a communal offering or it is individual offering. What does it have to do with? It has to do with, again, is it time dependent or not? That seems to be the determinant. So what the Mishnah now is doing is switching gears. The Mishnah posited that whether or not a carbon is docha Shabbos or Tumah is fundamentally rooted in whether or not it's a carbon yachid or a carbon sibur. If you're a carbon sibur, you're docha Shabbos Yom Tov. If you're a carbon yachid, you're not. To which Rabbi Meir says, no, that's actually not it. If it's zmanon kavua, if it's a carbon with a set time, it's docha Shabbos, it's docha Tumah. If it doesn't have a set time, it is not docha Shabbos, not docha Tumah. Good. So let's see the Gemara. So now we're going to analyze all of these cases in the Mishnah. Karban Yachid, Oset Tumur. So let's remember again, the first statement the Mishnah said is that Karban Yachid is able to affect Tumura, whereas Karban Sibur cannot. Uklaluhu, is that true? So in other words, we'll say what that sounds like is every Karban Yachid can affect Tumura. Is that true? Vahari Ofos, the Karban Yachid, the Karban Yachid, they know Oset Tumura. But one second, there are bird offerings which are individual offerings, but yet cannot affect Temura. Okay, Tuvishim Gemara says, Ki katani bebehema katani. Okay, that's behema. We mean in the realm of animals. That we established this in yesterday's daf. When referring to behemoths, when referring to animals, ultimately, again, all individual animal offerings ultimately affect Temura. Ay, bahare, vlad de carbon yachidu. But one second, what about the offspring of a carbon yachid? Ve'inos in Temura. Both say, again, if you have a carbon that gives birth, that offspring cannot affect Temura. To which the Gemara says, so both say, so you see, your principle espoused in the Mishnah is not true. Hamani, whose opinion does the Mishnah reflect? Rabbi Huda, he damar vlad oset Temura. Okay. The Mishnah could be in conformance with Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda, in fact, holds that the offspring of a carbonic animal does, in fact, have the ability to go ahead and affect Temura. I v'hari Temura atzma the carbon yachidi ve'in Temura oset Temura. But one second, the Temura animal itself, which is a carbon yachid, but yet a Temura cannot be made into another Temura. To which the Gemara says, ki katani be'ikar zivcha katani. What is the Mishnah talking about? The Mishnah is talking about, ultimately, again, the Iker Zevach. The Iker Zevach, we're talking about, we're referring to the primary carbonic animal. Hashtag the Asiz Lahachi, now that you mention this, Afilu Tema Rabbanon Be'iker Zivcha Katani. You could even say again that the Mishnah aligns with the Rabbanon, because remember again, the Rabbanon hold that the offspring of a carbonic animal does not produce Temura. So ultimately, again, the Mishnah could still be aligned with the Rabbanon, because we're not referring to any secondary animals, we're only referring to the primary carbonic animal itself. So therefore, Rabbi Osai, what the Mishnah is ultimately teaching us is that when it comes to Karbanos Yachid, any time you have a behema, that is the primary carbon of the individual, that animal has the ability to affect Temura, which of course does not apply to any communal offerings. Good. Next, we'll say that's distinction number one. Carbon yachid affects Temura. Carbon sibor cannot affect Temura. Good. Dr. Lassman, I mentioned it before. Thank you for the sponsorship. Mazel tov on your great-granddaughter. What's her name? Chana Rachel. Meretz Hashem, you should be zochet to see Chana Rachel to grow into a beautiful Bas Yisrael. She, in turn, should produce beautiful generations of upstanding Jews. Mazel tov. Mazel tov. We'll say with that, let's begin. Or let's continue. Karbanos Yachid, no heges being beskramben in the cave. So we'll say next. Carbon Yachid applies to both male and female animals. Male and female animals. Right? As opposed to carbon sibor, which the Mishnah said is only male animals. To which the Gemara says, Uklalu, is that true? Is that a principle? Vahari Ola, the carbon Yachid, Vizachar. Right? Vizachar Asya in the cave of the Asya. But one second. There's Ola, which is an individual offering, which can only be brought from a male animal and not a female. Ha'ika Olas Ha'of. What about the Ola of an Oaf? An Ola that's brought a bird offering. Visanya, Tamos V'zichros Be'behema, Vein Tamos V'zichros Be'ofos. Ultimately, when it comes to birds, gender doesn't matter. Varichatas to carbon yachidi. And also when it comes to chatas, which is an individual offering, Unikeva Asya, Zachar Lo Asya. Ultimately, again, it can be brought from a female animal, cannot be brought ultimately from a male animal. So again, we're just bringing a whole bunch of examples. The Mishnah said individual carbonos yachid could be brought from male or female animals. Carbon sibor, are only male animals. We're showing over here that halacha lemaisa, all of these examples of carbon yachid, where again, it's not any gender you want. To which the Gemara says, "Varichatas to carbon yachidi unikeva asya zachalo asya chatos, which is a carbon yachid, can be brought from a male animal, not a female. Ha'ika seir nasi, the seir of the nasi, which is the special chatos of the nasi, demaisi zachar, can only be brought from a male animal. Va'ika asham yachid, asham of an individual, the zachar asi nikeva lo asi, can only be brought from a male animal, not a female animal." So we'll say, so I don't understand. So how could the Mishnah make a rule? How could the Mishnah espouse a principle that carbon yachid could come from a male or a female animal? Carbon sibor could only come from a male animal when you have all of these examples of individual carbonos that are brought from different genders, or I should say, are gender-specific carbonos. Ki ka'amri rabbanon, carbon deshavi bein biyachid bein mitzibor. So I'll say what it means is, for example, the Mishnah's principle does not apply to all karbanos, but rather the Mishnah means that whenever you have a particular type of karban that can be brought as an individual offering or as a communal offering, when the individual brings it, he can bring it from male or female animals. When the tzibor brings it, it can only be brought from a male animal. So the Gemara says, therefore, asham biyochid ise bitzibor lese. So for example, again, an asham is something that could be brought by an individual, but there is no such thing as a communal asham. So let's say, for example, what's a carbon that could be brought by an individual as well as by a tzibor? An ola. Right, an ola is a type of animal. There are individual olos, there are communal olos. So to that, the Mishnah would say, individual olos can be brought from male or females. Communal olos can only be brought from male animals. But in Achinami, when you have what we'll call yachid-specific karbanos, in Achinami, that those are bound by gender rules as well. V'y seima. The other possibility is, ki katani, kol karbanos, perhaps when the Mishnah said kol karbanos, I didn't mean to say kol karbanos, but rather meant to say what? Yesh bikarbanos. There are some karbanos. Yesh bikarbanos. There are those amongst the karbanos. Umayniu. And ultimately, again, what's an example of this? Shlamim vibayinikeva maisi vibayizachar maisi. So both of the other possibilities, what the Mishnah actually meant to say was like this. That when it comes ultimately, again, to karbanos yachid, times karbanos yachid, there are times in a karban yachid where you could bring a male animal or a female animal. Masha'in came by communal offerings, you do not have that gender choice. Apparently by karbanos yachid, gender is a choice. Good, right? That's not a loaded statement, that's just a halachic statement. Right? Gender is a choice by karbanos yachid. Ultimately, again, by karbanos sibor, it is not. But again, according to the second approach, we'll say, the Mishnah is not making a blanket rule. Rather, the Mishnah is saying, sometimes you have by a karban yachid that it could be offered up as a male or it could be offered a male or a female, but generally that choice does not apply by karbanos tzibor. What's an example of that? For example, shlamim. If you are to be offering up shlamim as a yachid, so halacha lemaaseh, again, you have the choice between offering up a male or a female animal. Masha'in kein, shlamim of a tzibor must be male. Next, karbanos yachid chai b'achri yusin. Well, so remember again, we explained this case in the Mishnah, also another riveting case. So this is a situation where if I have a karban yachid, a personal obligation, a karban to bring, and I miss the prescribed window. The halacha is, I bring it whenever I get around to it. Right? We Rashi gave two examples of this. One was Yoledes, one was Mitzora. There's a time I'm supposed to bring the carbon. If for some reason I didn't bring the carbon at that time, I bring the carbon when I remember. Masha Inkein, by carbon of Sibor, if you miss the window, you're out. You're out. Says the Gemara, from where do I know this? From the Tan Rabbanon, Tevar Yom Biyomo. The Pasuk says, each carbon in his day, Melamed, Shekol Hayom Kasha Lemusafin. So we'll say that teaches me that what? That teaches me that the entire day, right? If I have an obligation to bring a carbon musaf, I have the entire day to bring that musaf. Okay? However, Avar Hayom Velohevion, Einon Chai Bachriyusan. But if I missed the day, let's say very apropos, right? Rosh Chodesh. Let's say I did not bring the Musaf for Rosh Chodesh. So what's the halacha? I have the whole day to bring it. But ultimately, again, I both say, by the way, this is actually very important because this has halacha l'maaseh ramifications as well, which is that what? Remember, carbon, you could daven Musaf the whole day. You could daven Musaf the entire day. Even though we daven Musaf after Shacharis, technically speaking, Musaf is Mano Kalayom. Why? Based on the carbon Musaf. Ultimately, again, we're in the carbon. So what happens if you miss the day? Aver yomo v'lohevi, and ein chai b'achri yusan. But if the day goes by, Rosh Chodesh goes by, Yom Tov goes by, you didn't bring your musaf, you missed it. You missed it. Yochel lo yechai b'achri yas niskeyem, v'af apish karf hazevach. And we'll say, what happens if you brought the musaf, but you forgot to bring the accompanying nesachim? Right, you forgot to bring the accompanying libations. So I might have thought that therefore, again, I should be potter from bringing those nesachim. Talmud lomar, min chasam v'niskehem balayla, min chasam v'niskehem lamachar. We'll say, so therefore the Torah repeats that phrase, min chasam v'niskehem, to teach us that what? That even if for some reason you forgot to bring the nesachim together with the musaf, you could bring the nesachim that night, After Rosh Chodesh, after Yom Tiv, or you can bring them even the next day. So halacha l'maisa, although if you miss the window for the car, for the musaf, that's it, you don't make it up. If you offer the musaf, but you forgot the nesachim, you can make up the nesachim at a later date. So the Gemara says, Reish Lakish Har Mehacha. Reish Lakish learns out the same halacha from a different source. Milvad Shabsos. The pasuk here is Milvad Shabsos Hashem. So the Gemara says, Utsvicha, I need both drushas. Rashi says, Milvad Shabsos Hashem, Dachi Ksiv Zevach Vinisachim Devayom Yomo, Milvad Shabsos Hashem, Umishum Didashina Smuchim Devayom Yomo, Hakrav Nisachim, Milvad Osan Shabbosos, Dim Yom Tov Achar Shabbosu, Hakrav Nisachim Karbonosov, Vakrav Nisachim Shashachach Esmo Velo Hakravos. He will call it Krafta. So what I see, he learns out from this phrase, Milvad Shabsos Hashem. This is the same halacha as we just espoused before. And the Gemara says, Utsvicha, I need both drushas. Why? Because of Rachman and Milvad Shabsos Hashem. Because if what it just said, Milvad Shabsos Hashem, Hava Amina Bayom in Balayla, lo, I might have thought that you could bring the makeup Nesachim by day, but not by night. Therefore, Amakra, Umin Chasam and Eskehem. Therefore, I will say, the Pasuk says, Min Chasam and Eskehem teaches me that what? I could even bring the Nesachim at night. Because of Min Chasam and Eskehem, because of Shabsos Hashem. And if we would have just said the phrase, Min Chasam and Eskehem, and would not say Shabsos Hashem, Hava Amina Balayla in be a mamalo, I would have thought again I could bring it at night, meaning the makeup Nesachim, but not by day. To which the Gemara says, Umayshna Mishum. Why would I think that? The Bikodshim Laila Holich Achar Hayom. I suppose in general, when it comes to Karbanos, the night follows the day. In other words, the window of consumption usually is comprised of at least one day and a night. So the night follows the day of the offering. Therefore, tzvichin. Therefore, I need both drushas. Both drushas together teach you the halacha that what? That if I offered up a karban, but forgot to offer up the accompanying nesachim, I can offer up the nesachim the following night or the following day. To which the Gemara says, I will say, now again, just to be clear, this is a very specific case where I offered the karban but forgot the nesachim in the karban sibur. In that case, I could offer up the nesachim at a later time. We just learned out what's a later time, either the following night or the following day. To which the Gemara says, one second, unesachim mikriyu balayla, are you actually allowed to offer up nesachim at night? V'hatnan, we learned, ein li elo dvarim shedarkan li karban balayla kagon dvarim pedarim shemakriyu mavo hashemesh. I only learned about things that could be offered up at night. They could be offered up at night. So what's an example of things that could be offered up at night? The limbs and the fats. Remember again, the limbs and the fats from the karbonos that were offered up by day can be put on the mizbeach after sunset, and they are left to burn on the mizbeach the whole night. Dvarim shedarkan likariv bayom. But karbonic items that are normally offered up by day, kigon, Hakometz, Halavona, for example, again, the Kometz Halavona, which is again from the Karban Mincha, Uminchas Nesachim, Shema'alon Mevo HaShemesh, that I could offer them up. I will say now, Mevo HaShemesh literally sounds like with sunset. Mevo HaShemesh, Sakaletcha, you can't offer up these Karbanos with sunset. Rather, again, these are examples of Karbanos which must be offered up. Put on the mizbeach before the sun sets. Shemis achlin v'hochlin chalalai l'minayin. So I say, how do I know that halacha l'maisa, that karbanos which have to be offered up by day, as long as they are put on the mizbeach before sunset, they could be left on the mizbeach to burn even past sunset. Talmud lomar, zos tolas torasa ula riba. Therefore, the pasuk says zos terasa ola, which comes to include other carbonic items that are like an ola. Rabbi said, but for our purposes, what do we extract from here? Miha katani miha nesachim bayom. Rabbi said, what is clear from this price is what? When are nesachim offered up? Only by day. Now this is problematic because what did we just get finished saying? We just got finished discussing that Allah says if you offered up your carbon sibor and you forgot to offer up your accompanying nesachim, based on the two drushas, what did I just learn? That I could offer it up that night or the next day. How can you offer up Nesachim by day? The Braisa teaches that Nesachim, Nesachim can only be offered up by day. In fact, the most you're going to get out of the Braisa is what? Is that Halacha Lamaisa, if you offer it up by day, you could what? Allow it to burn into the night. But you cannot actually put it on the Mizbeach. You cannot actually put it on the Mizbeach ultimately again by night. Both an interesting distinction, right? One is talking about ultimately sanctifying it, and one is talking about offering it. Apparently, you could be makdish nesachim at night. How are you makdish nesachim? You place the wine into a kli sharis. If you place the wine into a service utensil, you could be makdish it even at night. You can't be makriv it at night. You can only offer it up by day, but you could be makdish it at night. To which the Gemara says, really? Vatani, we learned. Zaklau, kala kariv bayom, in kadosh ela bayom, v'chala kariv balayla, kadosh balayla. We'll say any carbon that is offered up by day can only be sanctified by day. Only any carbon that is offered by night can only be sanctified by night. Right? Bein bayom, bein balayla. Kadosh bein bayom, bein balayla. If a carbon can be offered up by day and by night, then it can be sanctified by day and by night. So therefore, if we all agree that Nesachim can only be offered up by day, then halacha lemaisa, when can you be makdish, when can you consecrate your Nesachim? Only when? Only by day. So how can you tell me that the Braisa is telling me that I can be makdish by night? Amar Rav Yosef, sami minchas Nesachim mehay mas nisa. So rather Rav Yosef says, you know what, take out minchas Nesachim from here. Take out libations. Rashi says, "Simon mikan nisachim lo tinli lohu im dvarim shadarkan likar bayom." Take it out. Take it out from the list of items that are normally offered up by day. So the Gemara says, "Kisalak Rav Dimi." Now we come to an interesting sugya. Kisalak Rav Dimi ashkechel Rav Yirmiya. So it's the same sugya, but you see an interesting detour. Kisalak Rav Dimi ashkechel Rav Yirmiya diyasev v'karmi shed Rav Shoban Levi. So we'll say when Rav Dimi came from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. Very important over here. Rav Dimi comes from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. He found Rabbi Yirmiya, who was sitting and learning and teaching something over in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And what was he teaching? How do I know that wine libations that accompany a carbon can only be brought by day? Mashlamim bayom, because we'll say the Torah compares nisachim to shlamim. Mashlamim bayom, just like shlamim can only be offered up by day. Af nisachim bayom, so too nisachim can only be offered up by day. So we'll say, so Rav Dimi sees this, and what does he say? Amar, iashkechei diksiv igarta, shalchi leil Rav Yosef. You know, if I found someone who was traveling from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, I would send a letter to Rav Yosef about this. We send a letter to Rav Yosef about this. Amud Beis, v'lo tismi minchas nesacha mimas nisim, and I would urge him not to remove minchas nesachim, ultimately again from the list of the Mishnah of items that are listed by day. Remember again, the way we resolved the whole nesachim thing in the previous sugya is we say, you know what, take nesachim, remove nesachim from the brayz, remove from the Mishnah that talked about items that can only be offered up by day. Take nesachim out. Now what happens, just so you understand the story, Rav Dimi comes from Babel to Eretz Yisrael. He hears Rabbi Yirmiya teaching this over, and what does Rabbi Yirmiya teach? Rabbi Yirmiya says that halacha lemaisa, that nesachim can only be offered up by day. Where did Rabbi Yirmiya get that? L'niskechem u'l'shalmechem. Torah compares nesachim ultimately again to shlamim. Just like shlamim can only be offered up by day, nesachim can be offered up by day. Rav Dimi hears this. He says, wonderful. I need to send a letter to Rav Yosef back in Babel to tell him what? Don't remove nesachim from the Mishnah beforehand, because the Mishnah beforehand said what? That nesachim could only be offered up by day. We thought that was a problematic ruling. Rav Dimi just heard Rabbi Yirmiya prove that from a pasuk. He's very excited. If only I could find someone who's traveling, I will send a letter to Rav Yosef. Don't erase nesachim from the previous Mishnah. Beautiful. So the Gemara says, "Velo kasha, Abba, how do you resolve the steer that we had before? Kam b'nesachim ha'boy m'mazavach." How do you resolve ultimately again the stira that we had before? So halacha lemaisa, it depends on the type of nesachim. So Rav Dimi suggests when nesachim, remember again, I'm both saying, we're speaking about nesachim that are brought as an accompaniment to a karban. But the truth is, again, nesachim could also, you could bring a wine libation on its own. Rav Dimi is suggesting as follows, that halacha lemaisa, when you go ahead and bring nesachim on their own, they could even be offered up at night. How it's only when you're bringing the nesachim as an accompaniment to the karban that they must be brought by day. Which actually, what's the logic behind that? Because if they're brought as an accompaniment to the karban, then what? they're governed by karbanic law. Karbanic law says karbanos are offered by day, nesachim are offered by day. If you're offering up nesachim by themselves, Reb Dimi posits that you could even go ahead and offer them up at night. So we'll say the Gemara pauses here, and the Gemara is very intrigued by this. Reb Dimi would have written this entire thing in a letter to Reb Yosef, to which the Gemara says, the habile igarta mi'efshel mishlacha. We'll say, watch this discussion. Would Reb Dimi have been permitted to commit to writing this Talmudic discussion? After all, Rabbi say, those who write down halachas, which is a reference to Torah Shebal Peh, writing down Torah Shebal Peh, kisoreif haTorah, it is like one who burns the Torah, v'halomed mehen eino notel schar. And if you learn from Torah Shebal Peh, which has been committed to writing, you don't get schar. I know it's a little bit strange for us. By the way, we're five lines down. Right? Let's say, so again, understand, this is fascinating. So the Gemara over here is talking about in the original form, six lines down. Right? So the Gemara is talking about in the original form over here, Torah Shebal Peh was not permitted to be committed to writing. Right? Torah Shebal Peh had to be conveyed. Now both say, now, just to understand, we have to say he's going to have to put this on the list of sugyas that we're going to have to get to, because this is actually quite a fascinating one. What's the logic behind this? That Torah Shebal Peh in its original form cannot be written down. So we'll say the Chassam Sofer has an incredible piece on this where he discusses the concept that Torah Shebal Peh has many nuances. The problem with writing things down is sometimes it's difficult to convey nuance. In writing, nuance can be properly conveyed in an oral presentation, right? If you say something out, you could speak it out in a way that you're able to touch on the nuances. And both say, we know this to be true. Why is there, remember, we learn Gemara, Baruch Hashem, we learn Gemara every single day, and there's always questions, always this, why? Because we're not sure, like, what a word meant, or like, what this, and why is that? Because when you write stuff down, you have to write it down. A written word doesn't always capture the nuances of what it is that you're trying to convey. So what is Gemara? Gemara is you take a Mishnah, we try to figure out, like, what are the nuances of the Mishnah? In the original form, we wanted to avoid all of this confusion and express Torah Shebal Peh with clarity. So the way it was supposed to work is there would be a Rebbe. The Rebbe would convey the Torah to the Talmidim. The Rebbe would convey the proper nuances. If there are questions, the Talmidim would ask the questions. They would be able to arrive at the MS, at the truth, and there would be a clear Mesorah. We'll discuss what happened. But at the end of the day, that's what it is. So that's what I said. So when you see something like this, that one who writes down Torah Shebal Peh, Kosvei Halochas, it's like one, ultimately, again, it's like one who burns the Torah. And I both say, they actually, Rashi gives two gersos over here. That if you write down Torah Shebal Peh, it's like you burn the Torah. Rashi says, Kesarfei HaTorah, Shigmatzilin Osam B'Shabbos Hethei Adelaika. So again, number one, I both say, what it means is, technically speaking, if you have more manuscripts around, you can't save them from a fire on Shabbos, right? Remember, again, if there's a fire in your house on Shabbos, so halacha lemaisa, there are certain halachos that govern what you're permitted to save, what you're not permitted to save. Or the other possibility, ultimately, the Gemara is saying is that, no, Chazal are literally telling you that it's a terrible thing to write these things down. And if you learn from written Torah Shebal Peh, you don't get schar. So what's going on over here? Dar Shebihud Bar Nachmanim, Turgamani Deish Lakish. Kasav Echad Omer, one pasuk says, Ksov Luchas Advar Ma'ila. One pasuk says, Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, write down these things that I am giving to you. Right? V'kasav Echad Omer, Ki Al Pi HaDvar Ma'ila. And another pasuk says, based on, now we'll say Al Pi HaDvar Ma'ila sounds like what? Based on these things that I am teaching you verbally. Lomar Lecha teaches a very important principle. Dvarim Sha'al Pe Yatarash Al Omer Miksav. Rabbi say Alocha Lemaisa, things that were conveyed verbally, you are not permitted to commit them to writing. And I will say, things that are written down, you are not permitted to say them by heart. I will say, it's actually a very important halacha, which is that, again, when it comes to psukim, so things that come from the written Torah should not be recited by peh. Kiddush, right? When you make Kiddush Friday night, and you have psukim ultimately again from the Torah, so one should not recite that by peh. You have Birkas, you have or anything that you have where there are psukim from the Torah. Ideally, it is much better to say it from something that is written. So, V'tanya Rabbi Shmuel, Kasuv Lecha, Es HaDvar Ma'ila. Pasuk says, write down, Makash Baruch says to Moshe, write down for yourself these things. Ela Ata Kosev, These things you could write down. Aval inata kosev halachos. But you are not permitted to write down halachos. We'll say halachos is a reference to Torah Shebal Peh. So we see this incredible principle that things ultimately, again, things that were written down, things that were given in writing, can be committed to writing. Things that were given verbally, ultimately, again, cannot be given verbally. Cannot be written, cannot be committed to writing. Amri, Dilma Milsa Charata Shaini. So we'll say, so again, so remember going back, Rav Dimi wants to write this whole letter, but wouldn't that involve writing Torah Shebaal Peh down in a letter? To which the Gemara says, well, Dilma Milsa Charata Shaini, that it could very well be ultimately that what? This was something new. Meaning, because this was a new discussion that did not have resolution, Rav Dimi felt that he had to write it down in order that they could flesh out what the halacha was. Daha, Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, Ma'ayni B'sifra Da'agarata B'Shabsa. Because, for example, Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, when they were preparing their drushas, they often would look into a written sefer of Agarata. Agarata is part of Torah Shebaal Peh. How they, suppose they say, so you see that sometimes if you're afraid of confusion, you could reference a written volume of Torah Shebaal Peh in order that things not get corrupted, in order that things not get confused. So maybe Rav Dimi wanted to write this letter because obviously there was confusion about the status of Nesachim. Can Nesachim be offered by day? Can they be offered by night? So perhaps he felt he had to write the letter in order to avoid the confusion. B'darshi hachi. And Rabbi say, what is this all based on? Here we go. Es la sos la sheme faru sarasecha. Rabbi say an incredible pasuk in Tehillim, which literally means, Es la sos la shem. There are times when you have to do for God, hey faru sarasecha. We annul your Torah. Which Rabbi say, sometimes what that means is as follows. Sometimes what we have to do is violate the Torah in a small way in order to preserve it in a much larger way. So Rabbi say, at the end of the day, we know full well that halacha lamaisa, Torah Shebaal Peh, was committed to writing. But yet we just learned over here that what? You are not allowed to commit Torah Shebaal Peh to writing. So what's going on over here? To which the Gemara says, Amri, mutav te'aker Torah, ava al tishtachach Torah miYisrael. Is better to uproot one precept of the Torah in order that Torah not be forgotten from the Jewish people. So even though, again, it is clear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not initially want Torah Shebaal Peh to be committed to writing. He wanted it to be conveyed verbally, but Chazal understood that if this were to happen, at some point in time, Torah Shebaal Peh will be lost, and therefore they made a conscious decision to violate a precept in order to go ahead and preserve the rest of the precepts. Incredible. And I will say, this is how Rav Dimi ultimately was able to write the letter back to Babel. Incredible. Amra Papa, Hashta da Amrit Nesachin Abayim Bifnei Atzmon, Kraven, Afilu Balayla. So I will say, now that we said before that Halacha Lamaisa, that Nesachim, Habon Bifnei Atzmon Kraven. So I will say, now that we said that, according to Rav Dimi, that Nesachim that are offered by themselves can be offered up even by night. Therefore, again, I will say, if you decide to offer up nesachim, you could consecrate them at night, and you could offer them up at night. We have a price that supports this. Anything that is offered up by day can only be sanctified by day. Kadosh balayla, anything that is offered up by night can only be sanctified by night. I will say, so therefore again, if you're going to go ahead, and obviously the corollary to that is, anything that could be offered up by day and by night can be sanctified by day and by night. Therefore, Rav Dimi, you've just established that halacha lemaisa, stand alone nesachim, meaning not tethered to a carbon, but just nesachim that I want to offer up could be offered up at night. If they could be offered up at night, then what? They could be consecrated at night as well. Amar Rav Adbar Abba, va'olas hashachar, excuse me, va'alos ha'shachar poselas ban keibarim. But I will say, if you're makdishin at night, then halacha lemaisa, sunrise, or I should say dawn, will passel it just like other limbs on the mizbeach. So I will say, so halacha lemaisa, if you're makdishin nesachim at night, then you have to offer it up at night. And if you didn't do it until dawn, ultimately, again, it will passel the nesachim just like a varim. So the Gemara says, ki as Rav Dimi am Rabbi Yochanan mishum b'shem yotzadak, Eile tasu l'Hashem o'adechem. We'll say, now we're going to darshan this pasuk. Eile tasu l'Hashem o'adechem. These you shall do for Hashem in the appointed time. Elu, what does Elu refer to? Elu chovos, excuse me, or what does this refer to? Elu chovos habos. Chova beregel. These refer to the obligatory offerings that you have to bring over the yomtiv. Levad minidrecha minidvoseichem. The Shabbos say obligatory offerings you could offer up on yomtiv. Levad minidrecha minidvoseichem. What can you not offer up on yomtiv? You can't offer up your nedarim and your nedavas. You're supposed to remember again, on yomtiv itself, you can only offer up obligatory offerings that have to do with the yomtiv. You cannot offer up any supplemental nedarim or nedavas. Limeid al nedarim unedavos shekrev mechol hashmei. We'll say first wide line. When can you offer up your nedarim and your nedavas? Not on yomtiv itself, but when? On chalamaid. But ula olos seichem, and again for your olos. We'll say, what is the pasuk talking about? Iba olas neder. If we're talking about an ola that's brought as a neder, haru kvar amor nidrechem, pasuk already said nidrechem. Viiba olas nedava, haru kvar emar, kvar amor v'nidvoseichem. So what is it talking about? Ha'inu medaber ela ba olas yoledas va'olas mitzora. Talking about the ola v'yoledas, olas mitzora, which Rabbi said aloch lemaisa, you cannot bring on yomtiv, but you can bring when? You can bring on chalamayid. Ulumin choseichem, pasuk says in your menachos. What is it talking about? Iba minchas neder harikvar amar. So both say it can't be a minchas neder because you're in the darim. Iba minchas nedava harikvar amar. Ha'ena medabra ella b'minchas sota or b'minchas kenos. So both say minchas sota, minchas kenos, which are the sota offerings, cannot be brought on yomtiv but can be brought on chalamayid. Ulineskechem ulushalmechem. Well, so what does that mean? Makish nisachem l'shlamim. Comes to compare nisachem to shlamim. How so? Mashlam bayom. Just like shlamim can only be brought by day. Af nisachem bayom. Oh, so too nisachem can only be brought by day as well. Uleshalmeichem, and again leshalmeichem, the rabbis shalmei nazir. This comes to include the shlam of a nazir, ultimately, which can be brought in chalamayit as well. Amalei abaye, v'leim amar, shalmei pesach. So why don't you say ultimately, again, that it's referring to Shalmei Pesach, the Shalmei Nazir, because we'll say, if you want to say that it's talking about, again, Shalmei Nazir, Shalmei Nazir, Nidar V'Nidafu. We'll say, a Nazir, this is actually very interesting, the offerings of a Nazir should fall under the umbrella of Nidarim and Nidavos, which is interesting. The Sanya, Zeaklal, Kol Shu Nidar V'Nidav, Kol Shu Hu Nidar V'Nidav, Kara B'Mamas Yachid. V'She'eno Nidar V'Nidav, Eno Kara B'Mamas Yachid. All right, but you know what? We'll have to stop over here for today. We're going to pick up in Mirat Hashem tomorrow with this discussion again. So we'll say, so just so you understand where we left off. First of all, this Braisa ultimately just pointed out that Nesachim are only offered up by day. We'll see what to do with that according to Rav Dini, although the Pashup Shat is, that's talking about Nesachim that are tethered to a carbon, not standalone Nesachim. The interesting part that we just said over here is that the carbon of a Nazir falls under the umbrella of Nidarim and Nidavos. Now, the reason for that seemingly is because a person undertakes a neder nazirus willingly. In other words, it's only I become a nazir if I want to become a nazir, much like a neder or a nedar, which is a voluntary offering. So we'll see the ramifications of saying that a nazir is a neder and a dava. The next session we'll see in tomorrow's daf. I'll be giving the shir tomorrow. We'll send out the schedule in Mir Sashem.